When Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And look, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. He fell down at Jesus' feet, and pleaded with him to come into his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the crowds pressed against him. A woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her living on physicians, and could not be healed by any, came behind him, and touched the fringe of his garment, and immediately the flow of her blood stopped. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds press and jostle you." But Jesus said, "Someone did touch me, for I perceive that power has gone out of me." When the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason why she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace." While he still spoke, one from the ruler of the synagogue's house came, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." But Jesus, hearing it, answered him, "Do not be afraid. Only believe, and she will be healed." When he came to the house, he did not allow anyone to enter in with him, except Peter, John, James, the father of the child, and her mother. All were weeping and mourning her, but he said, "Do not weep. She is not dead, but sleeping." They were ridiculing him, knowing that she was dead. But he, taking her by the hand, called, saying, "Child, arise." Her spirit returned, and she rose up immediately. He commanded that something be given to her to eat. Her parents were amazed, but he commanded them to tell no one what had been done.